ஓம் சாந்தி. You want me to wait?
So we are actually very honored to have our senior sister, Raj Yogini Manju Ben. She's actually from Gyan Sarova. I just heard, I don't know. I know a lot about her, but her official position, I don't know that much. So anyway, I know that she does a lot of translation. Many of the books, Avyak Mulis and so on, she translated, and I really love that. And she's been to Malaysia. She's very serviceable, a very loving, gentle, sweet sister that I know of. The rest, I will ask Sister Shuna, who knows a little bit more about her. So sorry, sister, to tell all of you. Because who knows Sister Manju a lot more than I do? Oh, you know. So most of us don't know. So it's good that Shuna introduced you properly. So thank you.
Om Shanti, and a big welcome to Manju Ben, who I would say is extremely humble, because I see her but don't often hear her, and so she's quite incognito and yet a powerful soul, a powerful yogi. And As Celia was saying, she has been here since the inception of Gyan Sarova. In fact, she saw Gyan Sarova being built. So for 26 years, Manju Ben has been here. And so you can say she's really an essential part of Gyan Sarova, but such an incognito part. I don't think any of you would have said that Manju Ben has been part of, you know, that you know her to be a prominent personality. And so for me, the first thing that strikes me about Manju Ben is her humility and that she is so incognito. She's been in Gyan for 44 years, and she has started many centers in South India. And so I think that she has an amazing example to follow. So we look forward to hearing from you and hearing about your insights and your wisdom. Thank you very much.
Om Shanti. Good evening. We are starting the class a bit late, but we still finish by 6:30. Is that all right? 6:30, yes? So you can, we can together have in meditation hall meditation till 7:30, yeah? It's a beautiful theme that whoever chose for this year, the journey and the destination. It's very, very beautiful. Because in human life, it's just nothing but a journey. But we all, even in the world outside, each one of them choose a path, and they all move on. So basically, every human soul is on his journey. Yeah, but Baba's children are on a special journey, because this is a spiritual path that God has paved for us, and we are on the path. But two words like journey and the destination. The question is, do we enjoy more when we arrive at the destination, or do we enjoy the journey? The idea within the minds in general is when we arrive at the destination that we enjoy. But actually, the journey itself is very enjoyable. If I don't enjoy the journey, I don't think there is much to enjoy at the destination. Number one. Second thing. But why is that, though we know such an elevated knowledge, though we believe, we have faith in God that it's God's knowledge, the ultimate thing ever a human being can have, but in spite, why is that we are not happy in the process, in the journey? Because journey is a process to attain the destination. So if I'm not enjoying the process, there's nothing much at the destination to enjoy. And the third thing, actually there are no problems, obstacles, trouble, difficulty at the destination. All the problems, difficulties, obstacles, so-called maya, is only in the journey. Very interesting. See? And more interestingly, each human soul is all by itself. It's individual, personal journey that we're all making. Though we are all together, but yet, when it comes to journey, arriving at the destination, according to the journey I make, the quality of the journey I make, the amount of attainments that I've attained through the process of attaining the destination is what that I'm going to get at the destination. So it's all very, very individual, personal journey. Though the path is the same for all of us, we are all making journey on our own. We are all individual beings. And for me, there are three things which keeps us away from enjoying this process, the journey, is number one, my relationship with myself. And the second, my relationship with people. And the third, my relationship with God. So whatever or how intimate my relationship with myself, with people and God, so shall be my destination. Accordingly, I enjoy the process of, or I enjoy the journey. The first lesson we were all taught, it's very interesting, the school in where we are all learning, they first tell us all the answers, and in the process comes all the questions. Mm-hmm. Right from the day one, we know all the answers. There is no school in the whole world which gives us the answers. But, and also the teacher asks us, even if you forget the answer, it doesn't matter, you can copy. Nobody will catch you. You're allowed to copy. But still, you know, we don't have that brain at that time of the test. We forget the answer, we forget that we can copy. And so many times we can't really pass out in good colors. Because the first lesson, when we go to the core of the first lesson, it's all about my relationship with myself. My relationship with myself, it's like a big world. Like this involves my quality of thinking, the way I feel, my emotions, my sanskaras, you know, my habits, and how I react or respond to the situations. All this is my world. And interestingly, we think. The result of thinking is I create a feeling. Feeling and thinking. At some point in this process, I forget, why am I thinking this? Why do I get such thoughts? I also forget the reason for why am I thinking. The feelings stay with me. I don't know the reason why I feel this way. And because I'm holding on to this particular quality of thoughts for a long period of time, I've developed this particular quality of feelings within myself, and so is my attitude. So it becomes so natural for me to feel that way. It is so natural for me to think that way. And that's how my attitude is. And so what happens, the way I behave is either more reactive, or maybe I'm also sometimes responding. In spite of knowing all the knowledge, I believe what Baba says. I understand what Baba says. I also tell others what Baba says, with that great conviction. Yes, this is the truth. I believe, I accept the knowledge. I have faith. But the thing is, to bring that knowledge into my being is a whole process. It takes a whole lifetime. The journey that we are making to attain the destination, whatever I know, I've been hearing, I need to bring that into my feelings, into my being. You see? Like in the first lesson, Baba talks to us about, I'm a peaceful being. That's what I am. That's my real flavor. That's my real, my form, my being. I'm embodiment of that peace. Soul is nothing but peace. Soul is nothing but love. This is the first lesson. I know. I also tell others, you are a peaceful soul. We all have to be very peaceful. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. But to be that peaceful being, no matter what the situation is, no matter how people behave, it takes the whole life. That's the journey. It's a question I would like to ask. May I ask you a question? Yeah? Okay. You can ask a question later. We are all in knowledge 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. 1 year, 6 months, whatever. But the question, I ask this question to myself most of the times. From the day I received the knowledge, how many ever years I am in Gyan, that's okay. One full day, that is 24 hours, 12 hours in the day, 12 hours in the night, 24 hours, one day, ever since I came to Gyan, one day, just one day, did I remain peaceful? I am a peaceful being. One day. No matter what has happened, would you like to close the door if it's disturbing? Yeah? It's okay? Yeah. Yeah, it feels good. Is it okay? I hope it's not annoying. Yeah. Was it possible for me to remain absolutely peaceful? Don't tell me, yes, I was peaceful when I came to Madhuban. No, no, no. In my normal life, one day, no matter what has happened, what somebody has said or not said, loss or gain or good or bad, but my mind is so peaceful because I am a peaceful being. I feel all the time for 24 hours very peaceful. One day. Anybody? See? The journey is so difficult. But the first day, we were given the destination. Why am I learning Raja Yoga? Because I'm going to become a Raja, a king, a master in the golden age. That's the destination, the first day we were given. But the process is taking us so long. And so it's so important for me to take care of my feelings. Because as I feel, I make a deep groove that becomes my attitude. The groove becomes very deeper and deeper. And even without me wanting to do that, without me wanting to think the way I am thinking, but it becomes so automatic. Because I've made that groove so deeper. And so it's so important for me to have, you know, that good feelings within my being, then my relationship with me becomes better. Because my own sanskaras, my own feelings, doesn't allow me to enjoy the journey to attain my destination. Many times I'm angry with myself, I'm not happy with myself. I have no other problems. The sisters or the brothers in the center where I am, they're very, very good to me. I have no problems in my lokis. The job is very good, you know. My boss is very, very cooperative. Everything is so very good, but I'm not still happy. Because my sanskara is troubling me. The way I feel about myself, about things, about people, it's not good. So I am the biggest obstacle on my own path in the journey. Because I have no faith in myself. God says, you are the one. There's nobody else, even today Baba said. There's no one else. There is no other soul. God, trust me. He said, you are the one who became a deity because you did. 5,000 years, you became a deity and you will become a deity again. I know that. But the faith is something means to accept accept it, to believe it, and to be that. Otherwise, I know Baba's knowledge, but intellectually, but it isn't the part of my being because I haven't used the knowledge, I haven't personalized the knowledge. Personalizing knowledge means when I really churn and make that belong to me. Now this part of knowledge belongs to me because I've went through it, I've been through it. I know what it is. And then I can stay in my self-respect. I will be able to accept myself, as Baba says. Many times I don't really accept myself, what Baba tells me. You see? I know what Baba tells, but I don't accept myself as Baba see me. You see? As I am in the vision of God, do I see myself as Baba see me? As I am in the vision of God. So I don't accept myself as Baba see me and accept me. And so that's a big obstacle. I'm not able to see myself as Baba see me. You know, on the screen of my mind, I haven't created that vision as Baba has a vision for me. You know, the major part in Raja Yoga in meditation is visualization. If I don't use this technique of visualization, I can't focus my mind and intellect for a longer time. It's so very important that I use that technique of visualization in meditation. Otherwise then I can't create that right feeling that I have to create. I can't enjoy that meditation. The meditation becomes very monotonous, boring. Ah, same, I'm a soul, I'm a peaceful soul. My God, my Shiva Baba is my father, I'm going up above Paramdham, going. I'm not going anywhere, I'm right here. I've never moved an inch. I'm thinking, but I'm not feeling or, you know what I mean? And so it's so important that I create that relationship with myself. Because the relationship plays a very, very major role, the important role to have a pleasant journey. And it's the relationship that plays a major role in creating obstacles as well. So my relationship with me, and this is what Baba talks about, the self-realization. Sit down with yourself, talk to yourself, see yourself again and again. That's so very important. You see? And the second step is my relationship with people. People could be my Laukik people. People could be my, you know, spiritual family, Baba's family, divine family. Whether we like or not, we all have to come together right from the golden age up until the iron age, whether you like or not. Maybe your neighbor, your excuse me, as a friend or relation, different relationship, we all come together. So most of our relationship, you know, is with the spiritual Baba's family. Yeah, no, yes, yes, no. And when I don't know the art of accepting myself as Baba has seen me and accepted me, then I can't accept other people, and so my relationship with others becomes a bit tough, a bit difficult, not so pleasant. Because my relationship with myself means shifting of awareness from body to soul. Shift of consciousness from body to soul. If I still have that body consciousness, and if I really have not made that shift, then my relationship with others also will be on the base of body consciousness, because I have not really made that personal shift from body to soul. The consciousness has not shifted. And the first sign in my relationship with people, with others, it could be whoever it is, how do I know if I'm dealing with others with that sense of body or consciousness of the soul? If I begin to compare with others, not that I show it to everybody know that I'm comparing myself with you or with you. It's internal thing. And I start comparing with others. I see someone more, you know, this and I am here. Or I think I am here and that person is here. And every time I think about that person, one thing is that I'm creating account with that person, because I remember that person again and again and again. Oh, today she got that. Today she didn't get that. Oh, today she went soon. Oh, today she got this. In so many ways. You know, I keep thinking about that person again and again, for whatever the reason. Then I'm creating my subtle karma with that soul. And second is, this shows my body consciousness. Then I don't like if somebody praises that person in front of me. And if somebody talks to us the way I really want them to talk, I feel I'm hurt a bit. I don't show all this outside, but I feel that hurt inside. If somebody behaves in a way which is not pleasant, then I feel that bitterness. So I'm carrying many type of feelings when I come in connection with others. Where there is comparison, there is always jealousy. I'm sorry, but this is the truth. I know knowledge, very good, very good. I know talk about karma, teeth, soul, incorporeal stage and blah blah blah. But I still have jealousy. You see, because I compare myself with you, it means I have jealousy. I don't show it, but I have jealousy. And the biggest, the hurt I carry is because of the jealousy. I put down myself is because of the jealousy. It's not good. So many times we think, whatever the type of feelings I'm carrying, the reason is either the situation or the people. The way I feel, you know, like bitterness, hurt, I feel this and I feel criticized, I feel rejected. Whatever the type of feeling I'm carrying, I think the reason for all this stuff that's happening inside my being is outside. This person did this and so I feel. This person did not do this and so I feel. Actually, you know, oh my God, she's 40 years in Gyan. Look at the way she behaves. I don't like that. I really, you know, looking at that person, I have lost faith in Baba also. You know? I don't think, what, knowledge, Baba, this is the knowledge Baba gives, this is the way the senior, that junior, and so and so behave. So we have so many things in the mind, and then, actually one thing, situation, people's behavior, the way they talk to us, the words and the behavior is nothing but the mirror to see what I carry within myself, what I have in myself. They are all the triggers. You know, if that brother sitting here, he turns or he presses the button there, the fan here will turn on. I wonder, how did this fan turn on here? But the button is there. He has pressed the button. So I, you know, like, I blame, this is the person. Why is this fan, why is this light turning on? How is this, why this is the reason? But actually, this is not the reason. The button is there. So, the things are all in here. Whatever people do, it's just a button. It's a trigger, triggers, and whatever is in me comes up. You believe this? Because many a time we brush and brush and brush this carpet. I've been brushing this carpet for past 25 years. And people are very happy. They come and say, oh my goodness, such a beautiful carpet. But every time I brush the carpet, it goes beneath the carpet. Maybe I haven't tried taking the whole carpet once and cleaning. Not even on Diwali day. You see? But everything lies right below that. So below the carpet, you know, deep down, my sanskara some way triggers. And then I react to situations. Whenever I react, whenever I feel the hurt, it means I am in body consciousness. It means my state of mind, like Baba talks about sato, rajo, tamo. If I'm not able to create that good feelings for myself and for others, no matter how long ever I'm in Baba's Gyan, doesn't matter. I'm still there in the stage one. It's so very easy to love if someone loves me. I love when someone loves me. You smile at me, I smile at you. So easy. You praise me, I praise you also. You give me chocolate, I give you chocolate. Everybody does that. You despise me. You hate me. You turn away your face when I look at you. Can I still love you? You made me cry. You put me down. You rejected me. You insulted me in front of others. You made me feel embarrassed. Can I still love you? This is For me, this is spirituality. This is the journey, the path that we have chosen, the journey that we are making. It's so very unique than the paths that we have in the world. No religion emphasizes and teaches us. They might mention though, but they don't know how to do that. My only duty is to be peaceful, to be powerful, and to be loving. That's it. What you do, what you don't is your problem. It's not mine. I can never ask a question, why you're doing this? That's you. That's you. You choose to do that. Why am I thinking and feeling what you have chosen? That's your choice. You choose to behave that way. You choose to talk that way. You choose to do that way. That's your choice. That's your role. I absolutely, absolutely no business the way to even think or to ask a question, why you do this? Why you're not doing this? No. I still have to love you. I still have to have that very pure, very, very good feelings. Because that's my real being. I'm a being of love. I'm a being of peace. So this, to hold on to that being, what, you know, what I am is what the determination talks about. Hold on to myself as I am. Two things when we come in relationship with others, the obstacles. One is that we get influenced by other people's behavior and they, what they speak and how they behave. You know, many times people's words, I hold on to those words for a very long time. You said that to me. I don't forget. Oh, I'll never forget till I die. You know, so that word you have said to me, I'm holding on to your words to such an extent where I have forgotten I'm a peaceful soul. Instead of holding on to that God's words, that you are a deity soul, you're a divine being, you're the perfect deity, and whatever Baba has said in 80 years in Murli's, I've forgotten all that, has deleted totally, and your one word I'm holding on to. It means your words has influenced me to such an extent that it has erased the basic knowledge what Baba has given. Your words is more powerful for me than God's words. I'm holding on to that very. So in this process, I've lost my self-respect. I have lost, it means I have lost faith in my being. And it also means that I have no faith in God's words. Why am I interfering in somebody else's behavior in someone else's business at all? Your words, the way your body language, the way you look at me, the way you behave, it shouldn't affect me at all, isn't it? I think about it, why this and why this and why this, which I shouldn't be thinking. So if I'm able to really have that, create that pure feelings and good feelings even for the person who hates me, who has put me down, who has criticized me. It means I'm much ahead in this spiritual journey. Well, for me that is spirituality, because I'm protecting my spirit from any negative influences. I am, as I am, a pure, peaceful being. How many of you drive a car? Oh, okay. So what it means to drive a car when nobody is on the road? Just my car is on the road? Especially who has experience driving in India? You see, if you can drive in India, you can drive anywhere in the... So what it means to drive your car? If I say, look, Manju is driving the car, no car on the road. I'm the best driver. I can beautifully, it's wonderfully I drive, but when nobody is on the road, nothing is on the road, that's not possible. Then that's so bad driver. There are many cars, many things coming. In India you have a cat, you have a dog, you have a buffalo, and buffalo is standing there right, not allowing you to move. And there are so many humps, speed breakers, so many things in the road. Some you know, on a bicycle and some other thing. But there are two things when I drive. Number one, I keep my car safe. I don't hit anybody. I don't allow others to hit me. I make my own path. Yeah? Journey. I don't wait for people to give away. I can create. If I see, you know, there is a space, I take my way. I don't stand there stuck with that person, stuck with the buffalo. Say, until the buffalo move, I will not, I'm not going to move my car. Well, buffalo cannot understand you. And you're there breaking your head, and why and why and why. Take your route, make your own way. This is our journey. Different variety of sanskaras, variety of people, variety of things, variety of situations. But I keep myself safe. I don't hurt others. I don't allow others to hurt me. I only feel the hurt when I accept the hurt. Until then, no one in the world can ever hurt me. To create a feeling, to generate a feeling is my choice. However, I want to create. There's no bondage, there's no, nobody is holding on to me and trying to, inject me with that particular type of feeling. You know, that I have a choice to create whatever the type of feeling I want to create. What you do, I have no choice. But what I think about what you do is my choice. I have no choice about what you talk, what you behave. But I have a choice how I have to think about what you have did. Even whether to think or not think. I choose, it's my choice. So I have to exercise this power of choice Baba has given me. We all have in nature, it's more natural. Instead of getting stuck with one thing, getting stuck with that particular feeling, getting stuck with that particular person's behavior, you know. I have to make my own way and move on. You see? And the last thing I would like to say is many a times we really give good wishes to people, even those who have done bad to us, who's made, you know, hurt us, who has insulted us, who has, you know, who despises. I still give good wishes. And many a times I also have a question. I have been giving good wishes to this person for the past 5 years. Baba says, you good give good wishes, the person will change. But that person hasn't changed even an inch. So, good wishes is not working. How many of you have this feeling, this experience? So who is wrong? That person never changes, or is there anything wrong with the way I give good wishes? Giving good wishes is one thing. So it's my, you know, like what I've experienced, or what I believe is what gives the power. Say for example, this person is hurting me and I'm giving good wishes. Yeah? But because I'm giving good wishes because Baba said give good wishes. So now I'm sending good wishes to this A. This is A and B, or I'm Emma, I'm M. Okay? Now M is giving good wishes to A. Right? Good wishes, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, this person hasn't changed. It's right there. 1 inch, no here, no there, no there, no there. Big obstacle. Now I begin to lose faith that good wishes works. Now actually what happens is, I'm giving good wishes because Baba said, right? Now I give good wishes to this A, maybe say 10 times. I say, oh, this person is so sweet. This person, this A is so nice, wonderful person, very friendly to me, blah, 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 blah. Okay, good wishes. But deep down in my heart, I believe, the seed is, I believe this person is wrong. He's bad. I don't think he will change. This belief is very strong, but I'm giving good wishes. Good. How will this work? I don't believe that good wishes will change that person. Instead, I believe this person is wrong anyway. Baba asked me to give good wishes, so I'm giving. Let's see. He may change. He will not change. Because I don't believe in change. I still believe that person is bad. That person has hurt me. For no fault of me. I am good. I am good and this person is bad. So this feeling is more, this I believe in this person rather than the good wishes I give, and good wishes is going to transform that person. So what I believe has more power. Faith has more power. You see? And for me, love is nothing but acceptance and appreciation. When you really, really appreciate that person and accept that person as he is, as she is, that's what love is. And As I understand, that's what Baba has done with us. He's not judgmental. Oh, this soul has gone through 63 births. My God, such a sinner. And it's big, you know, filth in there in the soul. So that is not there. You know, Baba has not believed or is not judgmental or has not seen that filthy part. Instead, Baba has seen, like, you know, Baba many times, even 100 bad things, you know, like 99 bad things a person has, one good thing. So what is that I need to see? This or this? My choice. What I search for, what I look into, what is the positioning of my mind? It's called as mental positioning. You see? Wherever I've positioned my mind, is that what the mind is going to think, the intellect is inclined? So mental positioning of the intellect should be such that the sanskaras cannot influence the mind and intellect. You see? And so the journey becomes very enjoyable because I keep accepting people as they are. I keep accepting as myself, as Baba has seen me. And I have faith in myself. I have faith in Baba's children. This is my family that's going to take me ahead, help me move forward. Because no Baba's child is bad. Nobody's intention is bad. We all became Baba's child with not carrying a bad intention, or we haven't become Baba's child with an intention, you know, having negative. I don't think so. Like, you have cleaned your house. After cleaning, you gather so much of garbage, and you put in the plastic, all the garbage. Now you're carrying the plastic full of garbage outside to throw it in the bin. Now I've cleaned my house, I'm carrying the filth. You have cleaned your house, you're carrying the filth. Now what are we looking at each other? I have a bag having garbage. You have a bag having garbage. This is so dirty. You say, my God, she's so dirty. Her bag is bigger than mine. Oh my God. But we don't see how clean her house would have been now. You're seeing my bag in my hand, or you want to see the house where I've cleaned? See? But we are all in the process of cleaning. And so it's so important for me to clean my feelings, keep my feelings so clean. Like today Baba said, my mind and my intellect should be so clean, that I can get Baba's touchings. I can help myself and help others. If my mind is full of my own filth and others' filth, I make my mind a garbage instead of temple, then I can't appreciate myself, can't accept myself, I can't accept others. I lose that appreciation. I don't any more value for that precious soul who was all the while there with me. You know, for 40 years, well, I'm in, like she said, 44 years, I'm going to complete my 45th year in February, at this February. So for nearly 38 years, or at least 35 years, I was with Dadis. Well, I haven't seen Baba though, but I have seen Dadis, Didiman Mohini. I have got sustenance from them, traveled with them, you know, like, when I was there with them, I don't know, you know, like, I thought we will always be there together. So that appreciation or that value, it's not more than appreciation, I would, the right word to use, to see the preciousness of that soul in the journey. I have this traveler traveling with me. I don't have that preciousness, the importance of that person in my journey. And when I don't have Dadis, I said, my God, I could have taken much then, because Dadi, I think so many times we take people for granted. They're anyway there with us, you know. They're anyway there with us. But then when that jewel, that particular diamond is not there, then there is no value for that ring. I may be wearing that gold ring, but then that diamond is fallen. It's still gold. It's still there, but one stone, one diamond has fallen from that ring. Then, so the importance for that person, appreciation, how precious that soul, and why is that soul with me in my journey? Why that particular soul is placed with me in my journey? Because it is that soul who's going to make me perfect. So, appreciation for each other, accepting them, is what I believe is actually the love is. Because Baba has accepted us as we are. Baba only appreciates us. He doesn't discourage us. Oh, you are such a filthy soul. No, he doesn't do that. I don't think so. So, appreciating, knowing myself, how precious I am, accepting myself, appreciating and accepting others, makes my journey very happy. And it helps me to have a better relationship with God as well. If I really have, I wouldn't use the word hate though, but not really comfortable feeling for anybody, any human soul, I can't have good yoga at all. Try. I don't like the way you behave. I don't like the way you talk, or you talked to me at some point in time. If I even have this dislike, I can't have good quality of yoga. I don't experience that attainment from yoga at all. Can't possible. Try. You may do bhati, you sit for hours. I can't have, I don't enjoy. That person, that particular thing interferes in the deeper experience and attainment from God. This dislike for anyone is a big obstacle. Because that's not me. That's not me. The process of yoga is consider yourself as you are, and remember me, your father, alone. So dislike is not me. I need to be myself as I am. Consider myself as I am. Then I will be able to connect to one and one alone. Otherwise there are many interference, many people coming in, going out, coming in, going out. 10 minutes meditation. How many people came on the screen of your mind? Honestly. It's not just Baba alone. Baba is there along with Baba. This person, this person, this person, this person. So this is not pure yoga. Unadulterated yoga. Then this type of yoga, sins cannot be burned at all. Neither I enjoy, I have any attainment in this yoga. I sit. I've been sitting for ages. I've been meditating for ages. But it's not Baba alone in my mind. Sorry, but that's the truth. Yeah? Om Shanti. Sorry for taking a bit longer. Ten minutes for seven, if you have anything to ask or make a comment. Otherwise from 7 to 7:30 we can sit in meditation. Anyone want to ask anything or want to comment? Yeah?
Just now you said while we connect with the God, some other persons will come. How to avoid?
Many people, you know, appear on the screen of my mind when I sit in meditation. It's not Baba alone. So how to get rid of these people? That's it. That's what he asked. Any other questions? Or anything else you want to share also, you're most welcome to. Because we're in a small group, so it's we can have a chat. Yeah? Yeah?
I was thinking about the good wishes, mm-hmm. the belief that that person is a bad person.
Mm-hmm.
So how can I change that belief that he is not bad?
Okay, it's a small example, yeah? There is a play. A play. Baba says this world is a drama, yeah? Each soul is an actor, right? Yeah? This is true or not true? You believe this? So each soul plays a role. Real, what is the real? The real is, the reality is, the soul is pure, peaceful, loving. Every soul in reality is peaceful, loving, pure, Baba's child. But the role is different. Now, in a drama, they say we are all playing different roles and one person is playing a role of a villain. Okay? Say Sister Celia is the director of this play and she says, you have to play a role of a villain because you have these big, big glasses. So you have to play a role of a villain. And he says, oh, villain, how? So he's trained to play a role as a villain. Now, what is his role? Sorry, you're a very good person. You're a hero. Now, his role is to play. Villain is his role and his reality is? Now, what is that I'm looking at? His role or his real? If I'm looking at his role, it means I'm body conscious. I say, oh my God, look at the way this person is shouting. Oh my God, he's killing. But he's just playing his role, no? He's not really a villain. Even in Ramayana, Ravana is a big villain. You know, there are plays. Have anyone of you watched Ramayana? No? You might have watched, okay. Now, the person who has played a role of a Ravana, he's a very good person. He came to Madhuban with two daughters. He has little daughters. He had come and we asked the children, your father behaves like Ravana at home. He said, he doesn't even shout. He doesn't. He never ever shouted at us. My mother is like, not my father. And the person who played a role of a Rama, he is such a... He smokes, he drinks, and he has all sorts of Ravana qualities. But the person who played the role of a Ravana, he has absolutely no bad habits. And you know, his daughter said sometimes we force him to drink tea. Chai doesn't even have a habit of drinking tea. Also, he's very nice, very soft. See, that playing the role of a Ravana. He was just a role, but in his real life, he's a very gentle person. So every soul in reality is very pure, very clean. God's child, God's replica. But whatever that person is doing, due to any reason, that's role. When any person does anything, I always remember three things. One is that person's role. That is his role. That is his time. We all have three things: time, role, and people's karma. Why is that person behaving in that particular way? It's because of his karma, because of his time, and because of his role. So when I understand the role in reality, I wouldn't get deceived by the roles. This is just a deception. I get deceived when I look at the roles. You see? So we should never get deceived by the roles. You got it? Yeah. Answering what he said, actually many people come in our mind because it's not that people want to come to our mind. We are holding on to them. We think more about them. Why this person like that? Why this person is not like that? Why? And we think more about that any person, he sits in here. So whatever the image sits in here appears again and again. And it cuts my connection with that, with Baba. Either I forgive and release those images from my mind. Yeah. Or I try to appreciate and accept them as they are and relieve them out of my mind. Take them, delete out of my mind. That's how they are, that's fine. Anything I hold on to sits in my mind. So I don't have to ask why, because I'm holding on to it. So let go. Ever ready, like today Baba said, I will be ever ready when I let go everything. Good also, bad also, please, because even good sits in the mind, and that I'm reminded of that person. So the good, the source of good is Baba. I have to go there. So the spirituality talks about to go beyond good and bad, beyond everything. Beyond, far beyond. Where I can experience myself, the true sense of my being. And there lies the unlimited happiness and joy. Om Shanti. That's it. So, relax yourself. Let's together have real, you know, powerful meditation. Let go of your mind. All that I have been holding on to. Identify what am I holding on to. What is the blockage, the hurdle, the obstacle? बीच का जो है I focus all my thoughts in the center of my forehead. My eternal seat. Seat of immortality. Where I feel myself very comfortable, natural. I go within my being. Which is the inward journey. Which helps me to have a better relationship with my core being. on the screen of my mind. Fragrance within my being is so deep. So profound and immense. That makes my journey very pleasant. I believe as I feel. Very intimate. weak one. All my thoughts, my feelings, my love is for one.